Well, we talked about it a week or so ago about the transition of what had been the old Habitat for Humanity Restore, now being taken over by the folks who run the Coach EB Youth and Family Center, to now become the Coach EB Home Store. And Kathy Elger in the studio with us this morning. Since we talked, it's been a lot of taking in collections and sorting and trying to get stuff on the shelves to get ready to reopen next week, right?
Yes, and we have had a lot of donations. You already know this, but our community is just so good about helping and being there for nonprofits, volunteering, that kind of thing. And we have been overwhelmed.
Yeah. Well, Habitat had a couple of different locations for their restore before, over on the east side in US 12, the old Walters Lumber, and then moving to this location several years ago. That became a fundraiser for them too, but also kept it in the focus for people to get maybe some things that they couldn't normally buy or too expensive to buy at stores and those kinds of things, to reuse a lot of product to help our families. And that's kind of the idea for this too, right?
Absolutely. And we want to keep things within a very reasonable range. We serve a wide variety of people, and many of them need things to repair their homes, cannot in any way afford to buy new. Yeah. And hopefully we're going to have what they need. And just to help the community. We're here to serve. That's been our, with the EB Center, that has been our motto, our mantra. And this is just a new way to be able to do that.
Yeah, the Coach EB Home Store with your tagline, your home improvement thrift store. So that's kind of where that comes in. Let's talk about the grand opening, because that'll happen next week, right?
Yes, Tuesday. We are so excited. Tuesday at 12 o'clock noon, we will have our grand opening. We'll have a ribbon cutting and a couple of little things going on there at the beginning, but we will be open then the rest of the day for an open house. We'll have that lunchtime, we'll have hot dogs and popcorn and that kind of thing, so come for lunch and just celebrate with us.
All right. Are you still taking donations at this point?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
We will continue to take donations.
All right.
Yeah.
So what's kind of the plan for when you'll be open after Tuesday next week?
All right. We'll be open the same schedule that the old Restore was open, and that's Tuesday through Friday, noon till 5, on Saturday, 9 till 2.
Okay, so that makes it reasonably convenient for everybody to do that, and able to spread out your volunteers. I know a number of the volunteers who had been with the Restore before are hanging with it because they obviously loved what the mission was. Are you still looking for more volunteers?
Absolutely. You can never have enough volunteers. So we are we're wide open for that. You come in if you're interested. We have a little volunteer application that you'd fill out, and we'll be happy to work with you and show you the ropes.
All right. 279-2200. That's the number at the Home Center, or the EB Center is 278-5031. Folks could get more information or get signed up that
Correct.
Way.
Correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. All right. Great stuff. And then Tuesday, that'll be the grand opening and showing off the new digs. It's the same digs, the restock digs. But again, the mission continues, which that's the cool part.
Yeah.
I think everybody was kind of sad when they heard that there wasn't going to be a Habitat for Humanity anymore here in Branch County. So at least this portion continues then.
This continues. When we heard that they were going to close, we actually went to them and said, is there something that we can do to help you keep your doors open? Mm-hmm. That wasn't possible. And so we said, okay, can
what's
we partner?
What's the next step? Yeah.
Yes, what's the next step? Yeah.
Great stuff. Kathy Elger from Coach EB Youth and Family Center and the Coach EB Home Store, again on Division Street, the former Habitat for Humanity Restore, and their grand reopening coming up next week under new ownership and with the new name as well.